This is Books, Beats, and Beyond, where we will bring you provocative music and engaging interviews from music artists, authors, and others with topics that will pique your curiosity. I'll be your host, Taj.
She said she never heard my name before this, but how I act so shy in public isn't lame, it's gorgeous.
Well, hello.
Wasn't concerned with all the fame and fortunes, but they've been increasing my plays and all my payment portions.
Well, hello.
I got my mojo back, I hole in the wall, did until my show go packed. This shouldn't be too long till I get my style and my logo jacked. Been jumping, doing flips for this shit just like it's my pogo act. You think someone could bring me some froyo back, motherfucker? I've been packed in a van, I'm stuffed like sardines, back with a plan. I pay my dues and bitch to complain. I fucking hardly knew one day they play my music. Blunt for the sound, man. Like a slip for the DJ. Couple shots with the bar back. Found love out of town and might have skipped on a three-way. Fuck, I must be higher than I thought, though. But the thing about it is, here I've been smoking every day and I can say I'm not tired of the pot, so fucking fired up a lot, bro. Me retire, oh gosh, no. Been too good to let it go now. I can put that on my gonads. I've been feeling like, oh wow, why you hating with your old ass? Psh, don't you know that you can't fuck with my day? Got so much better shit to do with my time. And everything don't always turn out my way, but I can tell you I've been doing just fine. My socks are clean, I brush my teeth and shit, I'm good. I'm feeling fly as a dove though. Papayas and blunt smoke, then come for all that beef and shit. Oh no, ain't about to yuck up my yum, bitch. You can't fuck up my fun. My socks are clean, I brush my teeth and shit, I'm good. I'm feeling fly as a dove.
Today, I'm talking with Jay Lately. He is an MC hailing from the Bay Area of California. We'll be talking about his album titled Be Fucking Happy. Jay Lately, welcome to Books, Beats, Beyond.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Hey, pleasure to be here.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Jay Lately, you got to break down that name. What's that all about?
Well, the Jay comes from the fact my real first name is Jeremy.
Okay.
And then it's basically just this idea. It's supposed to be a reminder to myself, you know, that we're always supposed to be changing and we're always supposed to be growing.
Hmm.
And I think sometimes we forget about that, and we sometimes worry when we start to change, you know.
Right.
Like it's a bad thing, but it's supposed to be a reminder to myself that I should always be changing and growing. So, like, every single day or every single week, if I'm not kind of a new person a little bit, or if I haven't learned something new or experienced something new that's kind of shaped me, further shaped me, then I feel like I've been wasting my time.
That's a good
point. So it's a reminder of myself to keep doing that always.
That's a good point. And that could be a reminder to your fans too, because I know with some artists, when you try to grow, sometimes the fans don't come along, or I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, I've been on both sides of that as a fan and as an artist. And, you know, not everything that my growth is not always going to resonate with my fans. We might not be growing in the same trajectory. You know what
right.
I mean? So I have artists that I'm a huge fan of, you know, maybe their first three albums. And then after that, I'm not that huge of a fan of the music they were making.
Right.
But what I always try to remember is to be a fan of the person that they've become. Or the path that they've chosen, because it's not their job to stay the same for me. Just because I fell in love with their second album doesn't mean that now it's their job to keep providing me with that, you know?
That's true. You maintain the respect, but you know that they got to grow too. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. So what specifically influenced you to become an MC? What was it?
I think, you know, really, it was just kind of my love of hip hop music. It was definitely my older brother who kind of led me to fall in love with hip hop music. I have a brother who's 4.5 years older than me, and so when I was growing up, he was always listening to hip hop music.
Yeah,
and I would just kind of go steal his CDs, and he even had some tapes at the time.
Oh,
I would go steal his CDs and tapes, and just listen to them like undercover in my room on my headphones and stuff.
Dope.
I just loved it.
Dope.
And so it was one of those things where I started, I just noticed I had a knack for the lyrics. Like, I would remember the lyrics to all these songs that I was listening to. And then what I would do is I would start replacing words in the lyrics to fit my life. So, you know, instead of someone else's name, I might say the name Jeremy in there. Instead of their city, I might say my city, or, you know, things like that.
Right.
And then I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could just write a whole verse myself.
Right.
And just kind of fell into it that way. And it was just one of those things, like, that was during high school where I really started messing around with it. And it was one of those things that was really cool for me, just because it was something that you could do, a social thing, but also something you could do very solitary as well.
Mm.
Like, I could just be in my room writing by myself for hours and feel great. You know what I mean? Whereas a lot of times when we're in a room alone for hours, we can start to feel like, why are we not out there with everyone else? Why this or that? You know what I mean? But it was one of those things that made me feel really good on my own. And then also when I would go share it with people, it made me feel great. So I just like the duality of that.
Yeah, you know, that's some great points right there. Because I used to kind of MC myself. And I remember, like, you know, you had homework, you had to do like your English homework, be like, yo, I'd rather get to my rhymes right now. Isn't that part of English homework? You know, it was like, you know, the solitary part, you could be like you said, I can remember being in my room for hours. You're totally right about that. And but at the same time, it's still a social thing to get out there and get in the ciphers and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Good
for
point. Sure. So when you think about your love for hip hop, right?
Uh-huh.
What song comes to mind and why?
Oh, man, that's tough, man. There's so many of them that it's you know, this like picking out one song or one artist thing is always really tough for me.
But, man,
I would say, I think something that just jumps to mind automatically is a song by Common called The Light.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
song. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that was just one of those songs. I think the reason I think about that is because that wasn't like one of the first hip hop songs or anything that I heard. But that was like one of those songs that kind of hit me in a different way than a lot of the other songs that I've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like opened my mind up to like hip hop can be a lot of different things. Like, it's not just what I hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's all types of different. It's a wide variety within the genre. And it was just like one of those songs that was just so much about, you know what I mean? There's just so much love expressed in that song and emotion that it just kind of like opened my mind up to like the power of hip hop.
Right.
You know,
Common does that, not, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, he was one of those MCs that changed my life as a musician and as just a fan. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. That's a great song. I love that song, man. It just hearing the chorus. Then the thing about hip hop is once you find the sample where that comes from, then you have a whole new love for the old school song. You know, it's incredible what hip hop can do.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
There's so many songs that I've been listening to, rap songs. And then I'm like, oh, that's where it comes from. Right. Like, we go listen to that. You know?
Right. Exactly. So let's talk about the album. Be fucking happy.
Yeah.
Explain the title.
I mean, you know, really, I know a lot. I've heard artists say this before too, and this is really how I feel about things. This is like why my name is like that. Most of what I do and what I say on my songs and in my music is like really directed at myself more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They're like messages for myself, and that's really what that album was. That album was like me kind of realizing, like, I'm doing really well. Like, things are going great. I have, you know, we all have issues. There's things we could be upset about every single day. But sometimes we need to kind of like step back and learn to appreciate it a little bit more.
Right.
And it's not, I don't know, people say that all the time, but it's not something that's like always so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to be fucking happy is not just like, yo, go be happy. Like, it takes some work, you know what I mean? And it takes some like realization, and it takes some introspection and some changes in your life. And so that album was really kind of me like examining my life, because, you know, I do go through the same emotions that a lot of us do, where you might feel depression at times, or you might feel like the odds are stacked against you too much, or things like that. But it was just kind of like conditioning myself to look at the reality of things and really appreciate and be grateful for what I should be should be grateful for, and kind of incorporate that into my life a little bit more.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of the song, correct me if I'm wrong, Save a Few. If not, what is the clear message with that song? But I kind of feel like on that song, kind of like what you're talking about right now.
I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. And my lens is scratched, frame is stuck on tilt, had to bend it back. We don't need that fake love, just send it back. She may blue my balls for what I penned in black. Oh, this shit's a tease, still looks like the tits to me. Got needs, got history, got weeds, not mystery. If you hoped I'd fail or said hate my way, oh boy, I got some shit to see. Pen is padding, my studio's in the cabin. My home is out on the road and my comfort comes with a cap. And if you ever tell me I don't deserve to be where I'm at, then I'ma look at you like, dude, what's happening? I've been low and depressed too, I've been broken in debt too. I've been hoping to catch soon, but I done caught on to some shit. And glad to say that's that no one less. You don't need that pass, you don't need that plug. All you need some real people who see that love. And I've been known to stress, so me that does. But I've been on my shit, so I'm about to clean that up. Yeah, I see that stuff, man.
I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. But who'd have known that it was here this whole time? What a gold mine, I'ma go and save a few.
All this Jim Beam in backyards, all these wax stars, all these years they just tag stars. Now I'm in this shit, point me where the snacks are.
That part.
Not too fly for some free shit. Got my eye on some beaches, got my eyes on the britches. She's been down since my weak shit. About to see what my reach is. Any room I'm good in that shit. Been so many nights I'm flipping like why shouldn't I quit? All these better days are beautiful, I couldn't I trip. And I do my drugs with those who I love. Yeah, I grew my buzz and I know.
Oh. I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. But who'd have known that it was here this whole time? What a gold mine, I'ma go and save a few. Yeah, I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. But who'd have known that it was here this whole time? What a gold mine, I'ma go and save a few.
That all these planets rotate and they can damage our love, but it don't vanish, no way. And I know that they don't always call back. Some people say that shit's hate, but I don't call it all that. Yeah, I know. They been checking for us, had them singing by the second chorus. Can't let another check ignore us. And I know that I've been going bit crazy on my own shit lately. Can't let another record force. Having battles with my self-doubt, overthinking never helped out. All the stress that had me boxed in, finally had to let myself out. Tried to hold me, but I held out, and I know that.
I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. But who'd have known that it was here this whole time? What a gold mine, I'ma go and save a few. Yeah, I've been searching, looking for that something. Always searching, trying to find that something new. But who'd have known that it was here this whole time? What a gold mine, I'ma go and save a few.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's exactly what that song is about. Just kind of like focusing on how much good is around you, you know what I mean? Like, and holding on to that. Don't let that slip by. Like, I get so caught up sometimes worrying about the future that I forget about the present.
Yeah.
And that's like what that song is about, is like enjoying these present moments so that you can look back on them and be happy. You know what I mean?
That is like, so hard. You're so correct, right? You're always looking back at the past like, dang, I should have did that. And then you're about the future like, okay, what I got to do right now to plan for the future, but you forget about the present. Yeah, man.
Yeah, and like the present is where those moments actually happen. The present is reality.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like the future and the past, those are figments of your mind and stuff. That's true. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
The present is actually... is the real thing, and learning to live in that actually a little bit more, I think, has made me kind of feel a little happier and appreciate what's actually going on.
Yeah. So what did you come to realize has always like been there, but you thought wasn't there? You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Was there anything that you kind of realized in that moment? Like, yo, this has always been here. Like, let me just be happy. Like, what was it?
You know, I think it was all things I was aware of, but just wasn't appreciating. But it was more like the people in my life. That was a big part of it for me. Because I got so wrapped up kind of like chasing this dream.
Yeah.
And putting my dream first at all the times. But then not necessarily appreciating like the amazing people that are around me and the fact kind of their role in my life. Like these people are what keep me going. These people are what keep smiles on my face. These people are what get me through the hard times. They're what allows me to chase my dream. They're why I even want to chase a dream in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So appreciating my family members that have been here, my parents, my brother, appreciating my girlfriend, appreciating my friends, and just really kind of like, that was one of those ones is like, I need to spend time with these people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the time with these people is what even inspires me in the first place.
Yeah. And I know you're in the hip hop community. You're around other MCs of your caliber and doing what you do. Do you say they kind of do that too? Is it like really because they're so focused on moving forward, you kind of like forget the people that help kind of get you there and maintain you there? Have you seen that as a trend with some of your people around you?
I think sure, but I wouldn't even classify it just to my hip hop peers. I think that's kind of for any of us who are really determined and goal driven.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like we said, you know, we start thinking about the future a little bit too much instead of the present.
Right.
It could be, you know, you could be a businessman and experience the same type of thing because you're just so locked in on this one goal. But it's kind of like remembering that. You know, like the saying, everything is everything. Like, you know, my musical success is not going to feel successful if I don't got anyone there to.
That's true.
You know
that's
what
true.
I mean? Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always, I'm wondering when people say, yo, I did this all by myself. You know, no one helped me. I'm like, yeah, they did.
You know? Yo, that's crazy because I think about that too. You know, because I get that feeling like, oh, I'm out here all alone doing this. And, you know, in a certain sense, I am.
Right.
But then in another sense, I'm not doing this alone at all. Every single thing I'm doing is built off somebody else and what they've done, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let them say whatever they feel. All these dark sides will expose themselves. Might give myself too much credit, but I got good friends. Should I chose them well? Don't talk about competition, because honestly, it's too close to tell. Haven't heard about my life much, because probably it's just going swell. I've been road tripping, been high-fiving, been high-driving, been smashing up and down I-5, and I'm loving it. You can call me crazy, don't call me lazy. Lot of memories, probably all be hazy. You can call me germs if you don't call me lately. Actually call me both, call me whatever shit. Call your friends, tell them all, please play me. I've been late to bloom, I've been ahead on my timing, but I work for everything I set on my mind. And I got cool-ass friends, some are better at rhyming. Let me get some money, yeah, bet I'ma sign them. I've been coming of age, and I've been coming in one chick. It's becoming amazing. I've been coming to grips that I've been dumb and impatient, but I lend you limbs, play that genuine. I'm so genuine, I'm just anxious. Feels like they've been trying to play me for my patience. Someone better show me where the nearest bank is, cause this living day to day is fucking ancient. I've been working every day, but I'm still anxious. All this motherfucking weed and I'm still anxious. All these people loving me and I'm still anxious. Finally living my dreams, but I'm still anxious. So better put that money
up. Hey yo, I hate to sound redundant, but where the fuck is my funding? All this shitty whiskey consumption and they still ain't floated us nothing. How many more coats do I gotta crack? How many more shows Jay gotta pack? We gon' take what we get if you wanna invest. Don't really need respect, got a lot of that. If you fuck with what we making, then just give us some money or budget. Me and Lately got budgets. Music videos, time in the studio. Websites, promo, it's stupid, bro. Free downloads, still using those. Free shows, still doing those. Rounded, but I've been jumpy. Thankful, but I've been grumpy. Used to want these fangirls to fuck me, but now all I want is their money. Used to take shit, now I only take shits. Used to make shift, now I only make hits. See, the thing is, I don't get complacent. Probably need to take a break, but don't know where the breaks is. Guess I'm just
anxious.
feels like they've been trying to play me for my patience. Someone better show me where the nearest bank is, cause this living day to day is fucking ancient. I've been working every day, but I'm still anxious. All this motherfucking weed and I'm still anxious. All these people loving me and I'm still anxious. Finally living my dreams, but I'm still anxious. Someone better put that money up.
Nah, fuck that. I hate conforming to anything anyone thinks I should be. Side-eye my friends, cause niggas ain't loyal. They fit the cliche, so fuck what they think. Now I'm tucked off, stressful thoughts, they get sucked off. Either you love me or get bucked off. No time for error, I got an edge but took the rough off. Now I'm smooth selling, never stressing, thinking better, living life, doing things I've only dreamed. Selfishly seeing sights, I'm taking flights. Will I be back? I do not think. In the ocean, never sinking, catting off like every weekend, reaching for the moon and the stars. But I've already been standing smack dab on Mars. Had to take a second to realize where I'm at, how far I've gone. Still broke, dumb niggas thinking that I'm on, cause of Instagram and blogs posting my songs. I pay for that though, and I've earned everything that I've gotten. Worked to the bone till they brittle and rotten, and I guarantee that I would never be forgotten. But shit, I'm still
anxious.
Hey.
Feels like they've been trying to play me for my patience. Someone better show me where the nearest bank is, cause this living day to day is fucking anxious. I've been working every day, but I'm still anxious. All this motherfucking weed and I'm still anxious. All these people loving me and I'm still anxious. Finally living my dreams, but I'm still anxious. Someone better put that money up.
If you're enjoying Books, Beats, and Beyond, do us a favor. Go into the show notes of any episode, click on the iTunes logo to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. So we just played the song Anxious. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but this song to me speaks on, you know, the predicaments of being an independent MC, especially wanting to be whatever an MC considers successful. If not, what is this really speaking to?
No, I think that's exactly it. It is, it's a weird state where you are experiencing this success. And like you said, success is different for everybody in their mind, what that means, but it's a weird state where you're experiencing this success, but you don't feel like you've gotten to where you want to be yet. So I feel like I'm always in this anxious state because I see everything I want, but I just don't feel like I'm fully there yet.
So you're saying, so when you're anxious and let's say you get to that place, do you even realize you're in that place? Or are you so still forward focus that you already hit that goal, but it just rolls off you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that's, part of it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird balance, man, like trying to appreciate what you got, but at the same time, understanding that it's not nearly at all where your potential could take you.
Yeah, right.
So trying to be appreciative while at the same time trying to not be complacent.
Yeah.
Because I've seen people on both sides, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So do you consider yourself successful, and by what measure?
I consider myself successful on a scale on the idea that I've gotten farther with this music than I ever believed would be possible. I've had so many opportunities that I never thought I would get to have. I've created a life for myself where I can look back on these memories and I think I'm going to be super happy about the fact that I did that, you know?
Yeah.
Now in terms of, can I keep that up for the rest of my life? That's the next stage of success that I want.
Yeah, right.
So that I've created a great thing right now. I love my days right now. What I'm worried about is that at some point that's going to go away because financial stability with this music, you know?
Right.
So I love what I've created. Now my next level of success is figuring out how to make this something that I can last for the rest of my life.
Yeah, the longevity of it. So I can't wait to hear you have an album that's called I'm Fucking Happy. That'd be dope right there.
Finally fucking
right. So when pursuing hip hop, where does like most of the anxiety stem from, and how do you cope with that?
I think it comes from a lot of different places, and I think it's probably different for everyone. But I mean, for me, I think a lot of it comes from comparison, which is kind of a negative thing. It's when you start to compare what you have going on with people outside of what you have going on.
Right.
And wondering whether it's like, yo, this person is so much more talented than I am, or they're so good. How did they make that song? Why can't I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whether it's like, yo, this person has so many people talking about them, interested in their following their pages, this, that, or this person is out here making so much, this much money. Why am I not able to, you know?
Yeah.
And it, it's not the healthiest thing to do necessarily. You know, they always say like, it's much healthier to compare yourself against your past self than it is to compare yourself against others.
Right.
'Cause that's really all you have control over is doing better than you did before, you know?
But it's so hard though, right? It's so hard.
It's so hard. And I'm sure I would think it's even hard. You know, I wasn't around too much before the social media age, but I think it's probably even harder now because we're just like inundated. Like sometimes I check myself and I'm just like, yo, stop scrolling through other people's pages. Like that's one thing that one of my friends, Beegis, who's also an artist, talked to me about before. Like, yo, we got to stop looking at what, just like scrolling through your Instagram timeline is one of the worst things you can do to yourself if you're trying to be like a creative, productive artist. You know?
You're right. Yeah.
You just start thinking about what everyone else is doing, and then you're like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And it's like, no, just do what you feel, you know?
I know. That's the thing about social media. I feel like we all know that those are just like snapshots and fake time, because I don't think most people are doing that all day. You know, that's like, they're just trying to show their best selves, but we get caught up in that.
Show the best or the worst.
Oh, the worst. I mean?
That's all you're gonna see on social media. Yeah, but you're missing out on the regular 75% of everyone else's life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. So as you were progressing through being an MC, and you know everyone does it, like you said, we compare ourselves not just to other artists, but just other things like we want to kind of measure. When you first started out, that probably was huge because there's so much out there and the waters are so new to you. Do you feel like that's kind of decreased over time, or do you feel like it's always kind of been stable? It's always been something kind of new. Something new is always.
That what has been?
Your anxiety, just comparing what you do to others.
I think that's something that came along a little bit later for me. But it was also, it's something that's come along with taking the pursuit of this career more seriously, or even pursuing it as a career.
Right.
Whereas when I started, I honestly, for like the first 7 years that I wrote or recorded or performed rap songs, like I did not believe that this was going to possibly be my career for my life.
I see. Yeah.
I was doing it for a long time just because it was fun, because it was fulfilling, and like it's like what I like to do during my free time, you know?
Right.
And you know, I was pursuing it. I was out there doing shows and stuff, but honestly in my mind I didn't think I was going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to kind of develop that even confidence in myself to be like, yo, this is something you could actually do.
Right.
But then along with taking something more serious like that comes the a little bit more stress with it and a little more burden, you know?
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I gave up working, you know, jobs and careers that could have been my future.
Yeah,
could have been a comfortable future. You know what I mean?
So when did it hit you? What, like, was there a certain album? Was it a certain tour? When did it hit you? Like, yo, I could do this for a living, yo.
Well, I think part of it was almost realizing. Before that, I think it was realizing how much I loved it, because there was and that came from touring. That came from like the first couple little tours that I had a chance to go on, and just realizing Because I was working at that time. I was working a full-time job as a high school teacher.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, taking your days off.
Exactly. So, like, and they were, like, kind of, like, weekend tours, like, Thursday, right. Friday, Saturday. So I would take maybe, like, 1 or 2 days off each week and then dip out on the weekends, get no sleep. But I would, like, the day before waking up to go work, I would be waking up at 9:30 in the morning or, you know, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I would be tired, and it would be after a good night's sleep, and I would be tired and like not excited about my day,
right?
And then one day later I'd be waking up at 5:30 in the morning off 4 hours of sleep to go drive 8 hours and do a show, and I would be pumped, man.
Isn't
like
that
I
something?
Would be up, I would be, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
Thriving.
Yeah.
And that was one thing for me. I was like, yo, if I can figure out how to do this, like, I could never sleep again and I'll be fine, you know. So that was a big part of it for me. And then it was just that repetition. It was like realizing how much I loved it, which made me a little bit more hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being out there, man, like doing bad shows, but yeah. Overcoming it, making bad songs, but moving past it. And mm-hmm. then like realizing, yo, I got stuff out there that these people are really responding to, and then doing a good show and having the whole crowd rocking with you. You're like,
yeah.
Wow. Like,
yeah.
You know, and then just kind of, it just took me a little bit of time to build that confidence in myself, because I come from a town where I didn't really see anybody else doing this. Like, I come from a small city,
right.
Like an hour north of the Bay Area. So, you know, we're close to the Bay and everything that's going on there. But in my city, I didn't see anybody successfully doing it. We didn't have a scene.
Right.
And, you know, I come from a ethnic background that's different than most of what basically all that I was seeing at the mm. time when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see I'm half Korean and half white.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a few white rappers out there that I was seeing at the time, but I didn't see any mixed race people kind of expressing what they were feeling,
right.
Or, you know, I kind of thought there wasn't a place for me here. I thought I was always just going to be an observer, and I thought I wasn't necessarily supposed to be a participant of,
wow.
of the culture, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it kind of took me a while to realize like that's not the case. That was in my head. Those
yeah.
were walls that I was putting up, not walls that anybody else was putting up.
I know. Those are the hardest walls, man. The ones inside you, man.
Yeah.
So tough.
Yeah, for sure.
So now it's like full time for you, man. That must like feel so liberating.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. I mean, that's one of those things that I don't think I necessarily reflect on enough all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
So what would you say to, there's so many independent artists that are juggling a job trying to do this. Like, what is like the main advice you would give for someone that's like, yo, let me just leap and do this full time. And then once they're full time, what is some advice that you can do that can help them maintain that?
I mean, I think truthfully, it's the same things that make you be able to hold down a day job. Like,
yeah.
like a lot of people think that they might be switching to something that isn't going to require the same amount of work or
mm-hmm.
isn't going to be as tedious as their job was before
mm-hmm.
at times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that's not the case. It's going to require more hard work. There's going to be more bullshit you have to
that's
deal with.
That's true.
It's just the fact that ideally, if you've chosen something you love, the reward and the process is going to be so much more fulfilling.
That's true.
And so like, I think I put in more hours a day now that I treat hip hop like it's my job.
But it doesn't feel like it though. It doesn't feel like it, right?
But exactly. It doesn't feel like it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's beautiful about it, you know? So I think a lot of artists and truthfully I think a lot of us want to say like to be completely honest, there are 100% of my income is not coming in just from hip-hop music,
right.
I still have other avenues where I need to make money, because I just think artists, we need to kind of remember that we always need to be investing in ourselves.
Good point.
And you know, something that a lot of artists like this whole idea of being independent, being an independent artist, became really cool within these past 10 years, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas before it was kind of like looked down upon,
right?
But it's become almost like a trend now, like, oh yeah, I'm an independent MC. But what people forget is when they're independent, what they're giving up is a label, right?
Yes.
And what a label typically does for you is it gives you a budget. That's
yeah.
like number one. And then it also, you know, uses its other resources to help you out. Mm-hmm. But a budget is like one of the biggest things that a label gives you. So if I'm foregoing a label and I'm saying I am my label, I run my own label, the Unusual Suspects Company, which is what I put myself out on. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I need to provide myself with what a label would have been providing.
Right.
In order to be successful. So I think sometimes we forget, we think it's a little too soon. We want to bask in the glory a little bit too soon or act like we might deserve certain things a little bit too soon. But we got to remember that all businesses, it took a lot of groundwork to get them off the ground, and it took a lot of investment to get them off the ground. And I think sometimes as artists, we forget to invest in ourselves enough to fully reach our potential.
Right. I think you bring up great points because, like you said, independent is like the trendy thing now. There's nothing wrong with that because just the history of music, we understand how we've been like swindled and so forth with these labels, you know, because we're just a creative side. We might not think of the business as we're making that album, but
yeah.
Becoming independent, you got to take on all that. You got expenses. You really got to invest in yourself, like you said. It's not, I mean, there's not going to be profit right away. There's going to be a lot of red on that expense, man, you know, before you get what you need to. And don't take that out lightly. Good point, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's certain artists that I see, or like younger cats or cats who are just kind of, you know, trying to pursue the same thing I'm doing that are around me, but maybe just not right where I'm at yet. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of this like excitement to like, yo, I want to quit my job and do this music stuff. And I felt the same way, you know. Yeah. Obviously I can't hate on anybody that does that. I've always wanted the exact same thing. But I just think it takes a little self-examination sometimes. Like in this day and age, I think a lot of us are sometimes just too quick to even do that. It's like, yeah, you could do that, but I don't even see you work on music yesterday for more than 2 hours. Right. Like, what are you, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do? If you quit your job, you need to be putting in 9 hours a day on this music stuff. What do you, what does that look like for you? You know what I mean? And if you're ready for that, then by all means, go for it. You know what I mean? Jump off. But,
I think if
you have 12 free hours in a day, but you're the type of person that only puts one productive hour into your craft,
man,
you should be out there working a job.
That's
too,
right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Losing you, losing me. Been gone too often, don't go to the doctor. If I did, she would tell me I've been on too often. Don't ask a lot of questions, cause I'm scared of the answers. People think I'm just a dick with grind too often. My own thoughts, off another zone, I zone off. Emotions and feelings, I know lies. Let the calls ring, skip the birthdays. Had to come home to myself in the first place. Was feeling like I'm on my own, but fuck it, about time that I growed up. Realize it's weird, cause all these people don't owe me shit. It shouldn't feel like shit when they show love. Shit, I love you, I'm not scared to say it. My girl is sick, that's just paraphrasing. My parents amazing, still rocking today. Shit, my life is a bitch, on opposite day. I need all that love, ain't no losing you. Smell the flower shit outside for hours. Shit, telling secrets, fuck them, the sour shit. They didn't cook it, don't let them devour it. I need all that love, ain't no losing you. Simple, stupid shit, life so epic sweet. Damn, they got about all I ever need. Thank God they love me, that's all I ever be. I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm losing you, losing me? I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm losing you, losing me? I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm, if I'm losing you? Don't go losing me. I know I get by, but what's life if I'm losing you? Don't go losing me. Wonder what's left, always me under my stress. No wonder you're under impressed. No wonder the one who went left is the one who came back. Just to wonder what ones who was left. I've been off on my own, rather not talk on my phone. But do me a favor and call me. I know I'm a flaker, I'm sorry. I know that I act like my problems are bigger than your shit. My friends must be the fucking best. My girl must be cooler than shit. My brother must love me excessively. Parents top 50 or less. At least face must got the fucking recipe. I must be tripping or something. Haven't took shrooms in a minute, cause I'm scared of what I might see. But fuck that, yeah, let me get a hit, give a shit. Cause the coolest motherfuckers in the world like me, I need all that love, I need all that love. But you need it too, that's why we call that love. Yeah, history, baggage, all that stuff. Throw a little bit of sugar in and ball that up. I need all that love, I need all that love. But you need it too, that's why we call that love. Yeah, I'm stupid, I'm sorry, shit, all that stuff. Let me get another shot, fix all that up. And I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm losing you, losing me? I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm losing you, losing me? I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm, losing you, don't go losing me? I know I'd get by, but what's life if I'm, losing you, don't go losing me? Go losing me, losing you, losing me. Losing you, don't go losing me.
So we just played the song Losing Me. What are you trying to get across with this?
I think that song is really specifically touching on something we mentioned earlier, this idea of appreciating what is in your life and especially the people who are in your life. And like that song, basically, like with the hook is what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'd be fine. I am a pretty independent, solitary person on my own time. I'll be okay. Like, if it's just me out here doing this on my own, I'll be okay. But what makes it beautiful is like the relationship I have with my parents, and the relationship I have with my girl, and the relationship I have with my brother and my friends, and that's what brings the beauty to everything that I'm doing. And so that song was really about me trying to remember and appreciate and remind myself of that. Like, you know, this is what, like, if I'm losing you, there's a part of me that I'm losing with you.
Right.
Know what that song is saying is like, you guys are what makes this what it is. You know what I mean?
You don't have to get into the details, but have you lost significant people during this journey that you wish you had it?
You know, I don't think I've lost. I don't know if I would say lost. I would just say that maybe certain relationships have drifted further away. I think maybe I feel some guilt about not contributing equally to certain relationships as other people.
Yeah. Right.
And I think maybe part of what makes me feel a little guilty about it is I have such amazing people in my life that's why I haven't even lost them. You know what I mean? It's just that maybe our relationships aren't quite what they could be.
So your parents, had they always been supportive of it? And if they weren't, when did they start to support it?
I'm really lucky. My parents have always been really supportive.
Nice.
Of just kind of me doing what I want to do and what makes me happy. And especially my mom's been always really supportive of like the artistic side of things and stuff. So she's been on board since day one. She's been cool with it. And like, you know, even would listen to my music and stuff and talk to me about the lyrics and all that type of stuff.
Wow.
My dad's the type of dude. My dad's the Korean one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the type of dude that he wants me to be happy. He wants me to go out there and do all that. But he's also like a little more realistic in his life.
Right.
He was always the one like, all right, yeah, go ahead. But you better get good grades. Going to college.
What's your plan B? Right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so for him, like, he was always supportive of it. But he was more supportive of me getting a good job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And so I think for him, though, it took for one thing, seeing that I could do both, I did go to college and I got good grades.
Dope.
And I got a job after college and held it down for myself. And so I think that kind of instilled a little confidence in him. But then at a certain point, I think he kind of went through some things in his life too, where he started to be like, maybe look at himself in the same way I've been looking at myself a little recently. Like, what is so important? What is the most important things here and stuff like that? And so I think also just kind of seeing how much I loved it and coming to some shows and things like that and just kind of like seeing what it really was, you know, what I was actually talking about when I'd be like, yeah, I'm out here on the road doing shows, you know?
Yeah. You know what's interesting about that?
He really became,
You know what's interesting about it? He probably, I don't know if he's told you, but he's probably learned how to love life through you, if you think about it. Like, it's like, wow, he's really doing what he wants and he loves it. And, you know, we all, I don't know when I'm going to hit that part in my life, but we all go through that crisis like, yo, what have I done and am I doing what I want to do? And he probably saw you learn that early.
Yeah. I mean, that I've thought about that too. Like, I think it, to be honest, I think it probably came from both sides a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it was probably a kind of like a mutual thing where we were both seeing each other kind of go through it.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
So, what if you were, you know, like forced not to participate in hip hop anymore, like mainly making music, like how much of yourself would you lose and what would you do to compensate for that loss?
Whew, that's a deep question, man. I've thought about that before a lot too. And honestly, I don't know. I think I think the most honest answer is I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a really scary thought for me.
It is scary.
About.
Yeah.
You know, I've kind of thought because before, like when I graduated from college, I went and got a job teaching, and I've always kind of really enjoyed working with youth and wanted to be involved with youth in some way or like helping people, but. Right now it's hard for me to imagine a life not involved in music.
I know, crazy.
Even if I weren't the one making the music or the artist that was at the head of the music, I still want to be around it so bad because I just think it's such a beautiful thing what it does in people's lives.
Right.
So I think maybe that if I had to not, you know, ever be creating hip hop music again, I think I would still want to be around it. I've done a lot of things for myself, running my own label and stuff that I think I could be doing for other artists or companies, you know?
Yeah, good point.
But it's just so hard. I don't know. You saying the thing that I don't know is who would I be then? You know what I mean? So much of my identity right now is wrapped into being an artist, you know?
Right.
And I don't know, man. Like, I think. I don't know. It's a scary thing to think about. It's something that I don't think I would completely fall apart and lose it. I think there's also a lot of things that I just kind of I want. Like I was just thinking the other day, like I have not been camping in hella long, and like I want to go do that. Or like I want to do a lot of like I want to make a garden out in my back of my house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I could do that right now, but I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
Like I don't have the. And so I don't know, man. Like
maybe you should be the
out.
Maybe
I think I would find some.
Maybe you should create the first camping hip hop summit. We just freestyle around the fire or some shit.
Man, to tell you the truth, I got some ideas.
Yeah, I know you do.
It doesn't look exactly like that, but I have some ideas to incorporate both. But it's not the right time.
right. Down the line. I know you're looking
exactly.
Future forward. I know you are.
Yeah.
So the show was called Books, Beats, and Beyond. So I'm always asking, like, what are you reading right now, or what books had a big impact on your life?
It's funny, man. I actually just picked up a book the other day for like my first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably over like maybe it's been 2 years since I read a book.
Mm-hmm.
But the book that I just picked up was The Alchemist.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And it's actually, I've read this book before. And that was definitely one that had a big impact on me like the first time I read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to like revisit it because I kind of remember what I took away, but I don't even remember everything about the book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's one of those things I want to go back and refresh myself.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, man, like I wish I read a lot more. That's something I'm trying to, I kind of made a conscious decision the other day that like I need to do that. So I was like, all right, let me pick up this easy book that I know I like that I've read already.
Why did you make that and conscious decision? What was it? Why do you feel like you need to?
Cause I want to look for more inspiration. I want to get back to a time. I think when I was younger, when I first started rapping, I had so much to say.
Ah, yeah.
Because, it was built off of my whole life. It was built off of everything that had come before, from 0 to 16 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now what I'm realizing is a lot of, what I have to build off is just what came from the couple years before that me.
Right.
And I'm also realizing that before a lot of what came from my childhood, and I've talked to people about this before, I think it's kind of hard to be creative nowadays because we're visually presented with so much.
Yeah.
We're shown all these other images in videos and sounds through our social media. You know what I mean? That comparison thing is happening so much instead of like deriving our own creativity from things. And so like, I think reading is one of those, like it's, my mom used to always say this when I was growing up, whenever there was a movie I wanted to watch, but it was also from a book.
Yeah,
she would make me read the book.
Yeah, me
first.
Too. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she would always say, "Because I want you to create your image of this story first before you're told by another person what this story is."
That's so deep. Like, that's so deep.
Like the director is just doing the same thing, right? The director didn't write this book. He's just, or he or she is just giving their perspective on it.
Right.
My mom would always be like, "I want you to have your perspective on it first, based on what this author wrote," you know?
Right.
And so I kind of wanted to go back to that where I'm here. I want stories again, you know, where I want to create these images in my own head of what things look like instead of just basing it off what I'm being told by other people.
Right.
Because I'm just realizing what I'm being told by other people is just their opinion.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like all these things that we've been taking as truth for so long is just opinions. And so like, let's go back to maybe this, almost more childish or creative state where you're getting to create your own opinion. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Your own visions and dreams, you know?
I think that's a good goal, man. And you know, that's all we do over here. My main thing is I try to read, if it's not a chapter a day or something, at least 10 pages. And you'd be amazed how many books you can read just saying, "All right, I'm just going to do 10 pages today."
it's amazing. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
But that is really a good point. You know, all this visual coming at you, social media. If you, like you said, if you take that book, it's going to expand what you're going to present to the world. I mean, it really is. It's going to make a song about that topic even deeper, and you're going to help contribute to what's already out there. That's dope, man.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm just kind of trying to replenish myself. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah. So here's another question. What three albums and or songs had the biggest influence in shaping who you are today?
Wow. Let me think here real quick. I think I would probably say albums, because that's what has a strong impact on me musically. Like the things that always stuck with me the most were like these albums.
Yeah.
That I really connected with a full album. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them is Below the Heavens by Blue and Exile.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with that. Yeah,
absolutely.
That was one that like, that was right soon after, like when I first started listening to rap music and hip hop, the majority of what I was listening to was like stuff on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just things like that, that I loved the music, but it's not like it hit me in the soul, you know?
Right. Yep.
And then I started being put onto people like Common and Atmosphere and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had my mind kind of open to that whole world and was digging in that world. And that's when that Blue and Exile album came along. It's like my mind had already been open to that world and I was experimenting. And then like I found my favorite album in that world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like that's what it felt like to me. So that one definitely had a huge impact on me just in terms of like, just I think something that was awesome about Blue in that album is that he was very multidimensional.
Yes.
It's not being, and that's something that I was always looking for in hip hop music. I always felt like myself, I'm like, I'm more complex than what I'm being told to present. Mm-hmm. I'm being told, or what I see other people being presented. Like, these people cannot just be this one way.
Right.
Like, they have other sides to them that they're not showing me right now, you know? And that's something that I felt with Blue. Like, he showed you all the sides, whether they were good or bad.
Right.
And that, so that's something that I really connected with. On with that album, let's think about some others. There probably could be like 10 of these. But I know Brother Ali, Shadows on the Sun.
Oh wow, yeah, yeah.
That was one for me where you know what I liked maybe about the Blue and Exile album too is finding these artists that were like not being presented to me. From all over the place, you know what I mean?
Like, it opened up the door for you.
I discovered a gem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I found this because I've been, like, searching through this music, or I've been going to these shows, or you know what I mean?
Yo,
like,
that's hilarious that you said that.
I found this.
Because I feel like I found that, too.
yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
But it's so good. It's like, yeah. how did I not know about this before? And I think Brother Ali was another one of those persons. Maybe this is just a realization I'm having right now, but just like he was another one of those people that didn't fit a mold that he was supposed to necessarily
exactly.
fit.
Right.
And he had these complexities to him and even these like hypocrisies to him or these, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's something I connect with a lot. Or, you know what I mean? I'm just realizing that right now. But he was somebody that kind of gave me that thing that I had always been looking for too. And like, that acceptance, like, yo, we're not just this one way, and exactly. and everything doesn't have to make sense perfectly about us and stuff,
right.
you know?
Right.
I wonder if there's a third. I don't. What would a third one be? I mean, what I always say is my number one favorite album is AT Aliens by Outkast.
Oh wow, that's a big one. Wow, that's like always on the list.
Yeah. And that came before these other guys that I just mentioned, but maybe that's what I liked about that album early is they were showing these other sides things, and there was just, I don't know, that album is just amazing. Like, I don't even know the lyrics off that album the same
yeah,
way I know lyrics
exactly.
off other albums.
Yeah.
I don't know the song titles the same way I know other song titles, but yeah. it's just like, it gives me this feeling just listening to it from front to back that is like, I it's weird that's my favorite, that I say that's my favorite album, but there's something about it that it is. Like,
yeah.
That just always hit me in a really amazing way. I don't know.
When I talk to other MCs, I think the thing about that album is, if you think about the album before that,
Southern Playalistic. Yeah.
It's like a 180, right? And they're like, wow, these dudes were talking about what we usually hear, you know, growing up in tough situations and so forth. And then the next album, yo, then space. Like, yo, I didn't know I could show that side of myself. And they do it so dope, you know? I think that's hit a lot of people with that album.
Yeah, for sure. That it's just that's like a timeless album. I mean, they got damn near every Outkast album.
Yeah,
is a timeless album. But that one for me personally, that's like my one.
Yeah, dope, man. So what more do you think you can contribute to today's hip hop culture?
I think I don't even necessarily think about it that way specifically. I think about it more, what can I contribute to individual people's lives? Because honestly, I think the culture is going to be fine with or without me.
I see. Yeah.
I think the culture is something that is going to support itself. There's going to be plenty of people to support the culture. I think that's, you know what I mean? I think that's an entity that's going to kind of upkeep itself.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, we might have time periods where we feel like things might go off the rails a little bit or this way or that way. But I mean, me personally, I think hip hop is as beautiful as ever right now.
It's just about
finding what is there. Like, how can you say there's not good hip hop when there's like billions more people making hip hop than ever made hip hop before? Like,
absolutely.
There is good hip hop out there.
Yeah.
It's just about finding
it.
finding what is good hip hop for you, because it's now it's a genre that's so broad, and so, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so I think, like, my job is not to come here and change anything or champion anything. My job, or what I look at my purpose as, is to connect with individual people, and to be there for people who are listening to my music and who are my fans, and to bring to their lives like what they need in their life, maybe aside, not necessarily just thinking about hip hop culture, but like to bring happiness to their life, to bring support to their life, to feel like they might be understood, or someone else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone else is going through similar things that they're going through. So I think about that as my mission a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I can see that. I could definitely see that with you, because this album, it was a lot of introspection. You know, you weren't afraid to be vulnerable with what you were feeling. And I think that's a good thing, because there's a lot of kids and adults that feel that way all the time, but they don't think any other people feel that way. So for you to put that out there like that, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. And you know, I think aside from that too, even with, I think maybe why I don't see it as my purpose to champion anything for the culture, is I'm a visitor in this culture. I'm a guest in this culture.
What do you mean?
I've been led into, you know, hip hop music is black and brown music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me to ever deny that would be ignorant. You know what I mean? It would be a denial. And I've been so fortunate to be accepted within in this culture, in this genre of music, that did not come from people like me.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Because sometimes today you wouldn't even realize that. And I think as black people, we feel like sometimes we don't get the recognition of what we do, and then it gets taken by someone else, and it seems like we didn't really do anything to significantly contribute to it. So that's good that you said that. I think a lot of people will appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how I feel. Like, I feel uncomfortable sometimes trying to be like, yo, I do this for hip hop. You know what I mean? Like, I do this for like people, because people are who have been kind enough to let me even be a part of this. You know what I mean? So,
all right. So the last question I want to ask you is, what do you want people to mainly take away from Be Fucking Happy?
I would say it kind of goes back to it goes along with what I wanted people to take away from everything I do, and kind of just my name in general. Like, the reasoning for my name is that we're all works in progress.
Mm-hmm.
And being fucking there's that the title is Be Fucking Happy, like it's something that happens tomorrow. But when you actually listen to the album, you realize that it's something that takes work, and it's something that is a process. And so I think what I want people to take away from that album is kind of like finding the beauty in the process.
Mm.
Like, none of us are there yet, but we probably never will be. Right. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, we are never probably going to be fully there. But what's beautiful is progressing within that process of trying to get there, you know?
Right. Well, I just want
to say, yeah, I think that's the main takeaway from that album.
Man, I just want to say I love this album, man. I really do. I mean, you did an excellent job. I forgot to say this. You know who you sound like to me?
I already have an idea.
Who? But I want to see who you
No.
Oh, okay, I'll say it. You sound like a mix between Jay-Z and Odyssey. Your voice. Some of the some of the albums, like, yo, is that Jay right now? Because the your voice,
bro. So that's exactly who I thought you were gonna say.
Okay,
it's the funniest thing to me, but I kind of get it vocal wise, and I'm a big Jay-Z fan.
Yeah,
but it's just always funny to me that's the most person I've got compared to the most. I've never got compared to Odyssey.
I think the Odyssey is, God, how can I explain the Odyssey part? It's kind of the clarity. It's not his deepness. It's the clarity of the way you say the stuff. But yeah, literally Jay-Z. I remember I'm listening to you, and my ears are like, yo, that's Jay right now. Is that Jay?
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It's just super. It's funny. I understand the vocal tone part.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that, dude? I've had like blogs or outlets that I've submitted to before.
Oh,
like,
really?
Submitted my music. And I've had them turn me down and say that I sound too much like an early Jay-Z.
Wow,
and
really?
Like, that's a bad thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in my
right.
mind, I'm like, what? Like, you mean you're comparing me to Reasonable Doubt Jay-Z, but then telling me you're not gonna post
exactly.
it? Like, what the fuck? Like, like right. we, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
People strive their whole lives to sound like
exactly.
Reasonable Doubt Jay-Z. But
right.
Whatever. It, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
Yeah. It's a good compliment, man. It really is.
For sure. I will always take it as a compliment.
Right. Well, Jay Lately, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. Book Speaks Beyond, man. We appreciate you.
For sure, man. My pleasure. My pleasure being here and talking with you. I'm gonna stay in touch with you because I'm gonna need more book suggestions.
Oh, absolutely, man. Right absolutely.
If you want to purchase the music, I've included links in the show notes, or you could just go to booksbeatsandbeyond.com. And you know what's cool is by clicking on the links, you support the guests, the music artists, and we get a small commission, which is no extra cost to you, that will go toward the operations of this show. Also, click on the iTunes link to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. If you did this stuff already, I just want to say thank you so much for your support. Remember, let's read, listen, explore.